Good morning. I'm Bill Kladke of the Greater Baltimore Community Housing Resource Board, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Detective Jim Skidmore, who's with the Community Resources Team of the Baltimore County Police Department. And Detective Skidmore, or Jim as I call him because he's a friend, is here this morning to talk to us about a very interesting hate crimes conference that's coming up that I know you'll want to check out. So, Detective, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me today. I'd like to just give a little bit of history on the Baltimore County Police Department.
Please
where,
do.
Where yeah, we began do. Way back in April 11th of 1874, the Baltimore County Police Department was established by the Maryland State Legislature. The legislation authorized the Baltimore County Commissioners to appoint such a number of policemen as they may deem necessary for the better protection of persons and property. A second provision stated that the pay of each police officer shall be $2 per day. And then on June 17th,
big money for the day, I'm sure.
In 1874, the county commissioners divided the county into five districts and appointed their first police department, consisting of 30 men. Rules and regulations were established with officers appointed to one-year terms. Bill, we've come a long way since then. The department today, we have approximately 1,918 sworn police officers and a staff of 307 civilians. And the starting pay today is roughly about $46,999 a year. So as you can see, we've come a long way since then, Bill. We also have nine PAL, or Police Athletic League, centers around the county, and 10 police precincts as well.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I know I know this is a little diverted, but I wanted to put in a plug for the PALs because they are such a big part of the community.
Yes, they are, Bill. It's a great opportunity for kids of all ages, ranging from 8 to 18. Like I say, we do have nine of the PAL centers countywide. Mm-hmm. It promotes, they have great activities that keep the kids busy. Even during the summer months when school is not in, they have a lot of after-school programs. They have a homework club. They have arts and crafts. They have sporting equipment for the kids there as well. And once again, I say it's for any kids ages 8 to 18.
Keep them occupied in a positive way.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, Bill. Yeah. And our main contact number to find out more about the PAL centers, I'd like to give you that, is 410-887-5892. 410-887-5892. Great. That'll put you right into our headquarters building. They can give you the information on your individual PAL centers in your community from that main number.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. And I know the Community Resources Team. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
Oh, sure, Bill. The Community Resources Team, or CRT as it's called, that is where I work out of. We have a lot of great programs that operate out of our team as well. We have crime prevention programs. We have a crime prevention specialist there, and he offers all types of information on personal protection, home protection, business security surveys for your business, that type of thing. We also have the elder abuse unit out of our community resource team. We have Spanish liaison. We have two Spanish-speaking officers in our division as well.
I bet they're busy, too.
Oh, yes, yes, especially with our growing Hispanic population. Yeah. And all those programs can also be reached through headquarters, where I work at 410-887-5901. 410-887-5901. And like I say, we have all kind of programs operate out of there. We also have a very good program for citizens, which is called the Citizens Academy, which is kind of a little miniature police academy that brings people in, community leaders from the neighborhood. It kind of lets them know that things aren't exactly as they might see TV shows, how we see the police, you know, some of the things they do on TV. And they give a real insight into the police department and some of the things we do and why we do them. We involve them in role-playing scenarios. They actually get to go to the range in 1 week and shoot our gun at the range. They get a tour of our aviation and marine unit. It's really a neat program for the citizens of Baltimore County out there.
Sounds very interesting.
Yes.
It sounds very interesting.
It's like a 16-week program. It's usually Thursday evenings from 6:30 to 9:30, and one Saturday is in there as well because that's when they go on the tour of the Aviation and Marine Unit.
Mm-hmm.
They have graduation. It's really a nice program. And like I say, that's ran through our unit. Detective Terry Modry runs that program,
mm-hmm.
and she can be reached at 410-887-5901. And then we also have a similar program, which is ran out of the Youth Initiative Team for kids. And it's a week-long program. It's called the Youth Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's open to kids ages 14 to 18. And they get to go down to our training academy in Dundalk. And they get to get a glimpse into what it's like to go through the training academy. Or it kind of is an entrance way into our academy. They might be interested in joining the police department at a later time. And that can be, like I say, accessed through the Youth Initiative Unit at 410-887-2587.
So 410-887-2587.
For the Youth Academy.
For the Youth Academy.
Mm-hmm. And that comes up in June. It's usually right as the kids get out of school.
Mm-hmm.
That we have the week-long program, and they really enjoy it. It's a learning experience. They learn leadership skills, and like I say, it also gives them an insight into the department, and they really have a great time there, Bill.
That's great. That's great. And they learn a little bit about the Baltimore CSI. Huh?
Exactly. And that, you know, it's funny you should mention that because that's one of our most popular things, both in the Citizens Academy and the Youth Academy. Everybody wants to know about the CSI. So we actually have our forensic services come in and, you know, they tell us a little bit about the things they do and everything from fingerprints to you know, ballistics, a whole lot of things. And of course, like I say, with nowadays, that's what everyone is interested in.
Yeah, forensics. They want to be Kay Scarpetta.
Exactly.
Whatever it is there, right?
Exactly, Bill. Exactly.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. But that number again for the Youth Academy is 410-887-2587.
That's correct, Bill.
But you're here today to talk to us about the Hate Crime Summit.
Yes, it's something.
I'm very glad you could come because it is an issue. It's an issue in Baltimore County. It's an issue in Baltimore City. It's an issue everywhere.
Yes, that's correct, Bill. And it's a symposium that we're very excited about. We've put a lot of planning into this, and we think it's going to be a great learning experience. It's open to community leaders, law enforcement, citizen on patrol groups, and human relations workers. And we just want to invite everyone that's interested in this topic. Like I say, it certainly is a topic that's nationwide, not only here in the county
mm-hmm.
and city.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen there has been a slight spike in hate crimes and bias incidents, especially after the election of the new president, President Obama, in 2008, we saw a slight spike in our county numbers. Now, in 2007, we had 75 reported hate crimes or bias incidents. In 2008, it went up to 107. And then in 2009, it went back down again to 81. So, like I say, it is a problem that's not only countywide and citywide, but nationwide as well. And what we wanted to do is hold this symposium and kind of bring awareness to this and offer some integrated strategies into combating hate crime in your community, some things that victims can do, victims' resources,
mm-hmm.
and that type of thing as well, Bill.
Great. When is it?
The Hate Crime Symposium will actually be Thursday, May 27th, and it will be held at the Community College of Baltimore County, Dundalk Campus, Building K. And the times are 8:30 to 4:30. And the best thing about it, Bill, is there's no registration fee for
Come
the
as
symposium.
You are.
Exactly. Like I say, we're very excited about it. We're going to have keynote speakers there. We're going to have an actual hate crime victim who's experienced this traumatic incident in her life and how she has worked through it to become not a victim but a triumphant survivor and a very knowledgeable Very, very sincere speaker. So she's going to be one of our keynote speakers. And we're going to have representation from ADL, which is the Anti-Defamation League, the FBI, Maryland office, the Attorney General's office. We're going to have representatives from Human Relations Commission, from Baltimore County Office of Fair Practices, and also we're going to have a representative from our Police Intelligence Division that'll kind of give an overall picture of hate crimes that are going on in our area in different parts of county, and that maybe some of the hate groups out there that have been active recently, and that kind of thing as well, Bill.
Right. Thank you. Let's talk about. You mentioned that in 2009 there were 81 incidents in the county. I know that Baltimore County, from working with you over the years and remembering the last time you were on the show, which was about 3 years ago or something.
It was, Bill, right.
I remember that Baltimore County has such a responsive, aggressive way of reporting hate crimes that it often comes up near the top of the state figures. I know, if anything, that's probably been strengthened, but... maybe some folks don't know what exactly is a hate crime. What is it?
Exactly, Bill, and I'll try to answer those as well. And yes, we do. The reason our numbers are so high in Baltimore County is not so much that we're just this hotbed of hate activity, but we like to think of it as our reporting process. We've got such a great reporting process in Baltimore County. And that's one of the things that we teach our officers through both as recruits and in service, is if they respond to a victim's home and the victim feels that they were targeted because of their race, religion, ethnicity, sexual orientation, disability, anything like that, homelessness, and they feel that they were targeted because of that, we tell our officers, if it looks like it's a bias incident or hate crime, then report it as such, then write it up as such. And our officers do an excellent job with it. They really do, Bill. And we collect not only information on hate crimes, which means whether it be a destruction of property or an assault on an individual, we also collect information on bias incidents, too. Mm-hmm. So that number also includes not only hate crimes, but bias incidents as well. And the difference is, a bias incident might be something that, as usual, would start out, or maybe such as a neighbor complaint or something like that.
Right.
And then there's no criminal activity involved, but maybe there's it spills over into some racial slurs, some derogatory remarks. Well, then our officers will capture that as a what we call a neighbor complaint / bias incident, or neighbor complaint, in that area as well. But our officers are trained to be sympathetic to the victims, to go out there. There are several things they make sure. They make sure that there's resources provided to the victims to help them get through this difficult time. They make sure if there's any graffiti out there, whether it be on the sidewalk or an automobile or the side of a building, they make sure the graffiti is either covered up or removed, so it's not noticeable to the rest of the community and offensive to the rest of the community.
Yeah.
Our officers really do a top-notch job, Bill.
That they do. Now, to find out more information about the Hate Crime Summit, because we're about out of time, they could call the 410-887-5901?
That's correct, Bill. And like I say, we still have some seats remaining there. We're very excited about this. Like I say, we've got some top-notch speakers there as well, both from federal, state, and local agencies. So, sure, just give us a call at 410-887-5901.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Detective Jim Skidmore of the Community Resources Team of the Baltimore County Police Department, for being our guest today. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thanks, Bill.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.